Possession of weapons of mass destruction.
The regime possesses biological and chemical weapons.
We do have solid evidence of the presence in Iraq of Al-Qaeda members.
The regime has long-standing and continuing ties to terrorist organizations.
Just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Repeat Al-Qaeda Iraq, Al-Qaeda Iraq, Al-Qaeda Iraq. Just keep it going. Keep that drumbeat going. And it was effective because long after, it was well established that there was no link between Al-Qaeda and the government of Iraq and the Saddam regime. The polls showed that an overwhelming majority of Americans believed that Al-Qaeda, that Iraq, was responsible for September 11th.
Most people actually believed and accepted that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. What had happened to them, and there was tons of material available in that from the UN weapons inspectors. The UN weapons inspectors. The UN weapons inspectors. I mean, they got into virtually everything. And their reports were online. Their reports were online.
If you go down here, the Iraq Nuclear Verification Office, they put up regular, here you go, the key findings, what they found out about Iraq's nuclear weapons program. It's all here in the open for anybody who wants to read it.
During the period of time between when the inspectors left Iraq, which was in 1998, at the end of 1998, and then, the United States had covered the place with spy satellites and U-2 overflights, and the other intelligence services had their eyeballs on this place.
There will always be some uncertainty about how quickly he can acquire a nuclear weapon. But we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud. But we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud. But we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud.
Those sorts of stories, when they appear on the front page of the so-called liberal New York Times, it absolutely comes with a stamp of approval. I mean, if the New York Times thinks Saddam is on the precipice of mushroom clouds, then there's really no debate.
We read in the New York Times today a story that says that Saddam Hussein is closer to acquiring nuclear weapons. Does he have nuclear weapons? Is there a smoking gun? Is there a smoking gun? Is there a smoking gun? Gun.
Smoking gun is an interesting phrase.
And as we saw in reporting just this morning,
someone in the administration plants a dramatic story in the New York Times, and then the vice president comes on your show and points to the New York Times. And it's a circular, self-confirming leak.
I don't know how Judith Miller and Michael Gordon reported that story, who their sources were. It was a front page story of the New York Times. When Secretary Rice and Vice President Cheney and others came out that Sunday morning on all the Sunday shows, they did exactly that.
Remarkable. You leak a story and then you quote the story? I mean, that's a remarkable thing to do.